NFL rookies endure their fair share of ups and downs. The change in speed of the game. Working to impress their new coaches.
Like when they reach you, they really get some depth off the ball and then they like kind of hook you in.
Okay. And they try and drag you down.
Yeah.
They'll grab a shoulder and they'll just jerk you down.
Yeah. So just make sure that like you stay in your gap because they'll try and get you.
And finding their role on the team.
Let's go, B. And let's go, D-line.
For rookie Trevor Guyton, the preseason is his chance to adjust to the new level of football and prove his worth to the Vikings.
Man, it feels good having our defense out there making plays, turnovers, and touchdowns, man. That's us. That's my rookie class right there. We're out here having fun.
But this is far from the NFL trenches. Far from the mental and physical grind. And far from life's worries.
You know, my dad and my mom too, they've always had us outdoors and camping and fishing and all that type of stuff. And so, you know, whenever I get a chance to be outside and do something like this, it's just, you know, puts you in a good mood.
A relaxing day spent on the water, taking part in a favorite pastime, is all Trevor Guyton and a few of his teammates need to forget about the stress of football.
It's just nice to have some time to yourself and do what you want, even when we have time off in Mankato. You can't really do much. So when we're out here, just get to chill, you know. Don't want to do too much, but whatever you can do to relax, set your mind right for the coming week. I love Minnesota. It's a nice place. It kind of caught me off guard. I didn't think it was going to be this nice when I got out here. But so far, I'm loving it. I mean, this right here is all I need. So once it gets cold, I'll do some ice fishing, see what that's about. I haven't done that yet, but I heard it's a good time. But yeah, I could do this every day after practice. Enjoy myself thoroughly. This one's been working good for me too with the bigger pike. Where is that thing? These little white jigs with the pink heads just catch everything. Like, what'd you catch? Chase had one on here when we were at Lake Riley. He caught a catfish. A catfish, a carp, like bass, perch, you know, sunnies, every crappie, like all in like within 10 casts. And these things are just ridiculous for small fish. Pike.
Pike? What in the shrinky day? I'm using a pike lure and ain't catching pikes.
You know, it's always on your mind, but if you get out to do something like this, you know, you can't just constantly stress yourself with, you know, the vigors of football and everything like that. You just gotta, you know, find some time for yourself and kind of refresh. After today, it's back to the grind. So, you know, you just want to be able to enjoy yourself and just get ready. Anybody else?